This contradicts much conventional international relations theory, which says that the rise of a great power is destabilizing. Second, this accommodation of China is due to a specific constellation of interests and beliefs, a particular mix of identities and the absence of fear. Identities are central to explaining the sources, both of stability and of potential instability in East Asia, but not to the exclusion of the relative capabilities and interests that traditional realists champion. Accurately describing East Asia is a critical first step toward explaining how the region came to be as it is. Taiwan is the only East Asian state that fears the Chinese use of force, and no other East Asian state is arming itself against China, nor seeking military alliances with which to contain China. Although state alignment strategies are often posed as opposites, military balancing against an adversary, or bandwagoning with the stronger power in hopes of gaining benefits or neutralizing the threat. As a strategy, accommodation lies between these poles. While not balancing China, East Asian states are not bandwagoning with it in all areas either, and have no intention of kowtowing. East Asian states also vary in their strategies toward China. Japan is far more skeptical of Chinese power than is Vietnam, for example. The absence of balancing against